Welcome to the Tradies in Business podcast with your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Divert your phone and grab a brew as Waz and Nick unpack tips, tales, secrets and stuff-ups from guests both inside and outside your trade, helping educate and inspire you to break the cycle of gut-busting and money stress and create a true trade business.
Hey, Coxie.
Yes, Warwick.
What did the builder say to his bank account?
I really want to preempt what you're going to say, but I'm going to play along and say, I don't know, Warwick. What did the builder say to his bank account?
I don't know either, but I'm pretty sure I can't repeat it on the podcast. G'day, listeners. How are you?
That was terrible. Hello, listeners. I'm very sorry about my co-host.
I'm pretty sorry about him too. I was trying to think of something funny on the fly, and the dumb thing about that, listeners, is that I'm sitting here with my finger on a mouse and a record button that I could have stopped and started again, and I could have pre-written something really witty and funny, and you would have thought, wow, Coxie and Waz are just so smart. They came up with a really cool joke about back costing, and here we are not doing it.
And yet we didn't.
But that's why you love us, isn't it, listeners? Because we don't make stuff up just to look good. We just get on here and we speak honestly and from the heart about why you need to be back costing in your trade business.
Hang on. Whoa, stop. Wait a minute. Ease up just a little bit. Ooh, horsey.
What? What's wrong?
What is back costing?
Doesn't every tradie know what back costing is?
I don't think they do.
Well, I don't think they do either, Coxie. And I'm being a little facetious here. Our cuzzy bros across the Dutch, they know all about back costing.
They do know about back costing.
And I have to admit, the first time I heard one of our cuzzy bros talk about it, I was like, WTF is back costing?
I'd never heard the term, and I've spent my life doing this stuff with my tradie husband or sitting around it with tradie dad on late at night looking at it. Neither of them are familiar with the term full stop, let alone back costing.
So I thought it was just another example of you Kiwis making stuff up to make us Aussies feel dumber than you. And it worked because I thought, geez, I've been in and around finance for many years. I've worked as an accountant in a construction supplies business. You know, I've worked in factories in jobs where my entire workday revolved around looking at spreadsheets and working out production costs for concrete tiles and all sorts of stuff. And I've never heard of back costing until I think it was in the last 6 or 12 months.
It really was. I remember the day because I can remember the look you and I gave each other. Because listeners, what you can't see is Warwick and I communicate a lot of the time on Zoom. And so we get to see each other and we've developed this, I don't know, you'd almost call it like sibling code. That's what I'd take it back to, like being brother and sister. And I can look at Warwick and tell exactly what he's thinking, and I'm sure he can do the same for me. And I recall the moment that term was mentioned, I'm like, I'm going to look like an absolute dick in this conversation because I've got no idea what this person is talking about. And I looked at you and I thought, yes, I'm not alone.
Now, you're gonna be brave feels as dumb as I do. So, should we enlighten everybody, Nicole?
We should. There is a bit of a term I think that we probably use reasonably frequently enough for people to understand, and that would be job profitability. Are you checking on the job profitability? I don't know. Can you think of another term we might have used?
Are you getting fingered on a job? Did you do your pants? It's job costing or job profit checking. It probably doesn't have a common name here in Australia. Doesn't even have a common name down here on the small island in Tasmania. But it seems to be pretty commonly understood over in New Zealand.
Yes.
And I think it's awesome because once you name something, you can sort of start to define it and get some understanding around it. And it's nothing new to those of you who have ever sat down and done a P&L on a job and worked out that you did your ass, sadly. But it is a systematic approach that you need to take to your job accounting, whether you're a builder or a plumber, a landscaper, anyone who does quoted work. If you do quoted work, if you quote a price to me as your customer and you are currently not doing back costing, which is just going back over the job and working out what the cost of the job was to you compared to what you actually collected from the customer. So working out, did you make a profit on the job? If you're not doing that, you could be missing out on thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars in profit. And you're actually, you're flying pretty blind in your business because you're not able to adjust your quoting to allow for the fact that you're underquoting and maybe not allowing enough time on the jobs. And so the subby hours are coming in and killing you, or you're not marking your materials up enough, or you're missing materials that the gangs are using on a job and you're not finding out about it because you're not actually going back and double checking. Mm. So there's all these little problems that can be caught when you do a back cost on your jobs.
Sadly, it's an area we see lacking far too frequently, and it's amazing the clarity that can come from this relatively simple exercise. It's particularly for the tradie, it's not a hard exercise for you. It's like working out your quotes, but you're going backwards. You're looking at the hard facts. This is how many hours it took. This is how much money it cost in materials. This is what I thought it was going to cost, and this is what it ended up costing. Did it work out the way I wanted it to, or am I in arrears here somehow? Have I lost money on productivity, which I would say is the number one place in which all trade businesses lose money? Productivity. Mm-hmm. Secondly, many are not marking up their materials sufficiently to actually make a bit of coin off the materials for the bill that you're carrying for months on end whilst the customer's mucking around not paying. It's stuff that you can't understand or discover until you start to look backwards. Did I make the money I thought I was going to make? Did that turn out the way I thought it was? And again, sadly, most tradies avoid it because it means they have to look at themselves. And I get that's not comfortable. Sometimes there's going to be mistakes there and you'll not really enjoy looking at that very nicely, but it has to happen. You need to understand that for you to then be able to make better decisions moving forward.
Yeah. And my question to you listening to this episode, if you do quoted work, when would you like to know that you aren't making enough money on your jobs? Would you like to know at the end of a whole year of work when your accountant gives you your financials? Or would you like to know at the end of a quarter? Or would you like to know at the end of a job? Because when would you like to make some changes? Would you like to make some changes to how you're quoting your work and marking up materials and tracking productivity and everything else at the end of a year, or would you like to do it at the end of this job, ready for the next job?
I know.
When you answer that question, then you can decide whether back costing is for you. Mm. Because really, your accountant does back costing for you every year when they give you your financials.
Mm.
And if the number is smaller than you wished it was, then back costing will help that. It's that simple.
Now, pro tip, most job management systems will help you monitor this, whether it be when you're implementing your data, so you're putting in your invoices, etc. You can assign invoices or the materials to specific invoices so that you can check it, or you can assign labor to particular jobs in the system so you can check it. A lot of it can be done for you. It doesn't need to be difficult. If you have a system like that, then, and you've got some admin support, get that support from your admin. Get them back costing for you. Mm. Get them looking at the job to see whether you've made any money or not. But then the key then would be to be open enough to hear the feedback. It's not nice if you've stuffed up and haven't allowed enough time, or you've stuffed up on materials because you forgot something that was needed to go into the quote. It's not going to feel real good, but it feels a whole lot better learning it once than it does learning it six times. And, you know, we're 6 months down the track and you've done your buck to 10 grand and you're not sure how you're going to pay the wages this week. All could have been caught on the very first time. It's an important skill to learn. But it's really simple.
So there you go. That's back costing. Thanks to our cuzzy bros across the ditch for introducing that one into Tradies in Business lingo. If you need some ideas or tips or anything else on how to put that in place in your business, we've got some of our clients that hang out in the Tradies in Business group on Facebook They would be more than happy to tell you that you need to be doing it as well, and perhaps give you some ideas on how to and how they've set those systems up. But more than that, it's coming up to the end of September 2020. Thank goodness for that. And if you're listening to this before the end of September, on the 25th of September, we're actually rocking our TIB 90, which is our 90-day planning event for our clients and for you. So even if you're not a client, if you're a podcast listener, you can go and hit our Facebook page, find the event in there, TIB 90. Tell us you're going, give us your email address, and we'll send you out the webinar link, the Zoom link, so you can join the session. It's a few hours hanging out with a bunch of our superstar clients, Coxie and me, and we're going to help you to hammer out a kick-ass plan for the last 90 days of 2020. So you can flip the bird to it as we roll over to January the 1st, 2021, and actually, get some better results than you've been getting in the last 9 months. So do get along to that. It is free. You will get a ton of value out of that. The reviews or the feedback forms are always incredibly humbling with the insights that our clients get out of that session. And you can chat to some of our clients. You can find out what some of the tradies in business champions are up to, everywhere from the tradiepreneurs working one-on-one with us right down to the people who are in the DIY subscription at the Trade Desk for $49 a month. So if you'd like to find out a bit more about what we do and how we do it, it's a fantastic way to do that, and you'll come out of it with a business action plan for the last 3 months of the year. So that's me trying to convince you to pull your finger out, get out of your own damn way, and come along and build a proper business action plan for your trade business. Make this the quarter that you do change things, and perhaps back costing should be on there.
Maybe your number one action step for the quarter, back costing.
Anyway, thanks for listening. We're loving bringing you some more regular content, and if there's anything else you'd like us to talk about on the podcast, please do let us know. We'd love to hear from you.
Thanks for listening.
Hooroo.
You've been listening to the Tradies in Business podcast with Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Find out more about today's guest, tools for your trade business, and other cool stuff at tradiesinbusiness.com.au.